Masechet Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. There were many times that a kirah, a stove, was put onto a base in order to heat it up. It wasn't put directly onto the ground. A fire was lit on top of the base, which was on top of the ground, and then the kirah was put on top of that. Mishnah says, Hakilatot shel ba'le batim shenifhata. If the base of a kira of a homeowner broke down, so now that the fire is inside of the base, was usually flat, and the fire was usually right on top of it, under the kira, but now it broke down and the fire is under the base a little bit, pachot mishilosha tefahim teme'a. If the hole in the base is less than 3 tefahim deep, then the kira is still fit to become tameh, it's still usable. Because he can still light the fire below, which is in the hole of that base, and the heat will reach the top of the kirah where the pot was resting. But if the hole is deeper than 3 tefahim, the kirah is tahor, is pure, because a fire lit at the bottom of that hole is too far away from the top of the kirah to cook food on top of it. Natan even oseror tehora, but if he put a rock inside the hole to fill it up, so now he's able to light the fire on top of that rock, cook the food on top of the kirah, and that would now cook the food on top of the kirah, because now the fire is going to be a little bit higher. Tehora, the kirah is still tahor, it's not fit to become tameh. A loose rock or stone would not fix this part of the structure. Even though the kirah could cook now, it's still considered to be a broken kirah because the fire technically should be below. Okay, so they put a rock there, but still, it's like a broken utensil, and therefore it remains pure. If he put clay on top of the rock or stone and attached it to the base, it becomes a fixed utensil, and therefore the kira is fit to become tameh again going forward. Another type of similar situation was discussed earlier on in Perek He. We had a machloket between Abi Yehuda and Hachamim about an oven made of earthenware. While it's attached to the ground, if it has to be heated for the first time in order to become subject to the laws of tum'ah, An oven does not become fit to become tameh. It's not a full utensil until it's heated for the first time to a certain temperature. So we have a machloket over there between Abi Yehuda and Hachamim. The Mishnah spoke about a case where an oven was placed on top of a pit and the fire was lit in the pit. That was the machloket over there. Abi Yehuda said that the oven does not become fit to become tameh unless the fire was placed on the floor of the pit, if it could heat the oven to the required temperature. The oven was not attached to the pit, but if the oven could become heated by the fire on the floor of the pit, the oven and the pit are therefore considered to be connected. Once it could heat it up, it's as if it's connected. He will say that Rabbi Yehuda brought a point for his ruling from the Mishnah we just discussed. Zohaita teshuvat Rabbi Yehuda. This ruling that we had, that a kirah is tahor when the fire on the bottom of the base cannot cook the food on top, that deen that we said, was the proof of Rabbi Yehuda in his response to the Hachamim. Betanur shenetano al piabor o al piadut. Talking about a case where an oven was placed over the opening of a pit or the opening of a cistern. We see from the law in our Mishnah, that if the kira is attached to a base, it's not considered to be a kira unless the pot on top of the kira could be cooked by the fire of the base. It's all about utility. If the fire could cook it, things are considered to be okay. If the hole is small enough where the fire can still get cooked, then it's still considered to be a proper utensil, a proper oven. By that same logic, we should say that a fire that's in a pit, if it doesn't have the ability to cook or bake what's in the oven above, that it cannot become a kirah. It's not considered to be a kirah. It's not considered to be a tanur. It's not considered to be that things actually happened over here and that you have a gemar melacha and that you have a proper utensil. That's Rabbi Yehuda's proof that a kirah loses its ability to become tameh because the base is no longer able to serve as a platform for the cooking on the Kirah. That's the case in our Mishnah. He then applies that to the case in the Mishnah that we have in Perek He, that he had the whole machloket about if you have the oven that is, or you have a Kirah that is over the floor of a pit, if it could heat the oven to the required temperature. So they're the same mitziut in a way for two different laws, and Rabbi Yehuda connects them into one logical scenario. They're both the same realities in front of us. One is a question of temperature. One is a question of tum'at tahara. So they're both interconnected according to the logic of Rabbi Yehuda.